Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Well, well, well. Hey, I've been busy. I haven't been doing a lot of things that I should be doing, but I let everybody know, you know, what's going on. But everything is great. Hey, listen, I don't know if you really know this, but since you out there in the streets fucking around, getting tickets and shit, ain't paying your tickets, getting little cases, and ain't paying for them and shit, you're going to fuck around and have some warrants. Now, I'm not really promoting this. I'm just saying that Freedom Bail Bond might get you if your ass is in their own warrants. But they might not. But get some fresh and you get locked up, Freedom Bail Bond to get your ass real quick. And all you got to do is keep your damn word. I know because they helped me. All you got to do is go to their site, freedomfastbail.com. And if you want to call them, 866-460-0905, I'm telling you, if you're having a problem, them brothers will help you. Now, I am so excited. Of course, I got the Down and Dirty Finish. It's ready to come. It's in promotion. The flyer's coming out. The date, I'm pretty sure the date's going to be July the 4th. But on the 19th, I did some big shit with TMZ. TMZ and Fizzler. And I'm just blowing up. No, I'm just really doing some shit that can't allow me to blow up if I keep my focus. See, I said if I keep my focus. Now, the reason I said that, because it's a lot of obstacles in our way. I am very serious when I say this. It is so many obstacles in our way today that society has promoted. You know, I was watching this thing on Fathers. And I don't know if you motherfuckers really know this. Because you always hear how black fathers are not there. They're not there. That's what you hear. And in a lot of cases, they're not there. But did you know there is a fucking reason they're not there? And it ain't got nothing to do with they don't like the girlfriend or the wife. Listen to this and understand this. Everybody don't get married when they fucking impregnate a woman or when a woman is impregnated. They don't get married. Now, that don't mean no dad should be there. But did you know back in the 50s and 60s and on up to probably the 90s, if a black woman had a baby, the government would give her all kinds of assistance. And you can get this money, you can get this help, you can get this housing for $2. I mean, all kinds of things. But there was one catch. It was one fucking catch. And what do you think that fucking catch was? You couldn't get none of that shit if the father was in the house. Now, what I'm saying is, at first, I remember, you know, not my father, but I was, you know, in that kind of crowd where motherfuckers was irresponsible. And they would be, you know, I'd hear stories about the social worker came over and the motherfucker had to hide in the closet or whatever. You know, what I'm saying is, if they're in a institutionalized way, making it where black fathers, not black fathers, I take that back, where fathers can't be in the house or the mother won't get the assistance. Now, my point is this. Sure, all fathers have to go through that. But the majority of the people that do go through that are the black fathers and the Mexican fathers. Chinese fathers don't even go. Japanese, I mean, all kinds of other minorities don't go through this. Now, I'm not saying that what I'm saying is on you. No. What I'm saying is because you guys need to understand what life is about. Life is about living long enough to know these things. You can't live 20 years and only 5 of those years you've been cognitive enough to make judgments and think you know some shit because you motherfuckers under 30 didn't know that shit about the government played a part in why black fathers are so absent. Because if they was around doing the welfare initiating days, that woman couldn't get welfare. Now, listen to this. They giving this woman low rental. So that means she get to pay $17 of a $800 rent, and the government pay the rest. Now, what I'm saying is, think about this. This father who got her pregnant, if he go in the house or be in the house, clothes in the house, fuck, they gonna have to pay that $800 and whatever the food bill is and whatever the medical blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, what motherfucker would not say, look, baby, when they coming, you know, I ain't going to be here. Woo-woo. You know, because we got to pay that $17. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga did that. Every single one of them did that. Now, initially these niggas that's doing that is doing it for what I said. But think about it, just like everything else, over a couple of generations of motherfuckers, little boys, growing up seeing ain't no fathers in the house, this, that, and the other fathers ain't there, woo-woo, and hearing moms talk about dad ain't shit, you know, in those cases, they, over generations, accepted it. You ain't got to be there. Get the bitch pregnant and leave. Get the bitch pregnant, maybe you can buy some milk every blue moon or whatever. I mean, fuck, that's all the kids in the beginning seen. They didn't see the political climate. So what I'm saying is these obstacles that we have are deep. They're not surface like you motherfuckers are used to thinking. That's why you fuck with me. Because I'm deep. I go deep. 412, what's up?
Yeah, Professor, this is Charles. That's all a part of this new age scheme to emasculate men. Because since the men didn't have to be in the home and the government was taking care of the family, the men didn't, you know, they didn't necessarily have that extra drive, that extra push to go out and sell oranges like you see Mexicans do and dig ditches and do all those things. So that's why we got all these lackadaisical men who don't know how to swing a hammer and get callous on their hands and do that shit that real men did to provide for their family.
Okay, now you saying that's all a part of what?
That's all a part of the attack on masculinity. They
okay,
don't want
hold
men
on. To hold be- on, hold on. You saying this is all a part of the attack on masculinity? It's a part to emasculate men, you're saying?
Yes, sir. To emasculate
okay, listen.
Men, yes.
Listen. What I'm saying, and I don't disagree with you, I just don't go for what you're saying. Because just listen to this. Do you know what women's lib is? Do you know when it started?
In the 1960s.
Earlier, really in the 60s. Do you know why it started?
I believe that it started for equal pay for the women because they weren't making as much money as the men.
Hey, listen to me, man, and let me tell you this for the last time. One of my fucking students, when I ask you a question, just answer it because that's the correct answer. But what make it wrong is you talking about, I believe you. Fuck that. Answer the goddamn question. I told you your first thought is right. Damn this 100% of the time. Now, what I'm saying is this. The reason fucking women started the women's lib shit was for equal pay. Equal work, equal pay. Now, initially, it was really lopsided because of what? Do you know why, Charles?
No, I don't.
The reason it was lopsided was because when this country was first established, we didn't think women were less than us. We just didn't think women could do what men could do. So men did the work. So as time go by, generations go by, and men are doing the work, women started wanting to work. But the men throwing a rock over on the pile, the woman going to shuffle some paper. So she not going to get paid as much. Now, more generations go. Now you got women working and actually doing shit. And actually doing shit that dudes do. So the women are getting paid less, almost 40 cents on the dollar, for doing the same shit that dudes do. Now, that's when the women's real started. They was thinking, that's unfair. And we want equal pay. So after a few years, that shit took hold. And women started getting equal pay. But you know what happened? After they
threw
started
everything
getting,
out of balance.
Listen, no. After they started getting equal pay, they calmed down. But initially, women's lib was heterosexual women had nothing against men, except men made more money than they did for the same work. Now, we got bull daggers and lesbians. And these motherfuckers started coming to these women live things. So these lesbians start talking about, I can change my oil in the car. I can cut my grass. You know, I can put some window sills up. You know, so they saying, I don't fucking need a man. But what lesbian needs a man? None of them. But the problem was them goddamn lesbians was kicking it on a platform where regular heterosexual women was. And they labeled it women's liberation. And then it became feminism. What I'm saying
right.
is, if it wasn't for the lesbians that got into the women's lib shit, that shit would be over. And we wouldn't be having this male and female argument and combat his bullshit all the time. Now, what's important about what I said, Charles?
What's important about what you just said is I missed it. I'm not sure.
No,
I ain't gonna answer. I don't know.
You didn't miss it. You just don't know. What's important is because, man, you got to live to see this shit I'm talking about. This shit I'm talking about happened in the 60s. 60s and 70s. And when it started, it was like anything else, brand new. But after generations of this shit, motherfuckers get used to it. So now everybody's used to women being whatever, equal to men. What bitch can live what a man can live? And if the car ran your foot over and the goddamn tire is still on your fucking leg, would you want four women trying to lift it up or four men?
Nope. Not four men.
I'm just saying, it ain't no big deal about the bitch can't do what a motherfucker can do. The lesbians made it a big deal. Why? Because they think they men. So now they got to direct and lower everything a man does so they can do it and claim they can do it. Bitch can build a house. Shit, but if you're in a hurry and you need to carry a 5 2x4, motherfucker's gonna pick it up. But the bitch gonna pick up two. Period. Now, what I'm saying is for us to thrive, men, for us to thrive today, man, we gotta know this shit. Because bitches, real bitches, not lesbians, not pussy-liking bitches. Real bitches still want that motherfucker back there in the 60s. They want him to have grown. They want him to have kept up with the times. So all that, you know, women can't do shit, blah, 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 all that's dead. But it don't mean that this dude have to accept he got a pussy and his bitch got a dick. Because that's what the lesbians want you to think. That's what the bulldaggers want you to think. And that's what society wants you to think. Because they think, and they're just mixing all this shit up in together, but they think it's time for a woman to be a leader. I could give a fuck who's leading if it's a white bitch or a white dude. I don't give a fuck, but the people... big deal. So, everything is to make women stronger. Who do you see? Tomb Raider. All these fucking bitches, you know, turning flips, kicking motherfuckers' ass, all that goddamn shit. What does that do? Sending bitches out, thinking they stronger than they are, getting their goddamn ass kicked.
Right.
That's what happens, man. You got anything else on that, Charles?
No, it's just sad that it's being accepted on a deeper level, because now I'm starting to see a lot of young men, you know, 18 to 25, so on and so forth, man, who are extremely, extremely too dependent on the female in the household and not respecting, you know, the masculinity of the father or other male role models, to where you can't even hardly correct a young man. And, you know, if I say, excuse me, man, pull up your pants, young man, I don't want to see your ass hanging out. Because I'm a man, that makes me uncomfortable. They looking at you like as if their feelings are so hurt because a man told you to do something.
Or if you challenging them and they want to kill you. Hey, man, it's fucked up. But let me tell you something. It's on the way to change because I got some new shit coming. I got some new shit coming that's very about this. I also seen a couple of things about this. This is coming out. Fathers are, check it out, project 20, 30 years from now, you will find fathers in the position that women was in 20 years ago. Otherwise, they talking about they want equal pay for equal work. Women get this, women get that. I mean, what? How fucked up is that? Here, women think that that would be cool, but when it was like that for them, it wasn't cool. So is it cool or not? If it's not cool, it's not cool for either sex to go through that goddamn shit. And the bullshit that we're going through now is creating a way to just keep divisiveness between the sexes. That's why real men have to start showing up. That's why you have to be confident and comfortable in your motherfucking shoes. So when you get one of these wild 21st century bitches talking that goddamn shit, you just stay cool, calm, and collected and catch that motherfucker. Because in reality, she's a regular bitch. 707, what's up?
What's going on, man? I just wanted to comment on a few things that Charles said. He said that, you know, manual labor is real men work. And that's cool if that's what you believe, but I don't believe that at all. You know, because what if a motherfucker don't want to swing a hammer, you know? Personally, I've done both the works, and I've done office work, and I've done the hard labor work, and honestly, I don't want to do the hard labor work. And
check it out, man. What Charles was saying, which you took literally, he was saying figuratively. He was saying men do the swinging of the hammer. That's how he sees shit. And women not necessarily the housework, but the lighter shit. I mean, that's where he's coming from. But now, he wasn't being as literal as you took it. But what you're saying is right, man. Why it's right is because that's your perspective. And as long as you stay in that lane when you're thinking about you and you doing whatever the hell you're thinking about that makes men men, you're going to be a man. Charles going to do whatever he thinks. He's going to see whatever the fuck he thinks. And however the fuck he see it, and he's going to believe it and live it, he's going to be a man. And you two motherfuckers going to have totally different outlooks on different shit. But when you meet, same outlook, because you believe. Once you have that outlook, you really believe in yourself, ain't nobody going to sway you. Even if they're different, you're going to be able to talk about the difference, and you're going to be able to see it, but it ain't your cup of tea. So you ain't got to accept it. You feel me, man?
Well, I definitely feel you on that, you know, but I had another point, too. I think it was Charles that said this. He said that, you know, when you approach a dude and you tell him to pull his pants up, they take it, you know, defensively. And, I mean, I think that's true, but that's kind of true with everybody. You know, you can't, you know, just a random stranger coming up to you trying to tell you what to do or give you some random advice, you know, after a couple of years of that, you don't even really want to hear it if you don't know him.
Well, check this out. You also took that literally, Joe, because what Charles was saying that is that, say, you 35 and this dude is 16. He was in that mode, otherwise trying to get his dude some advice, although he is telling him what to do. He said, man, you don't want your ass cracked like that, man. You know, goddamn, I'm a dude, man. Whatever he say, he ain't really saying it the way you taking it, but you are right. But I think that's like limiting things, like thinking like that. Because what do you personally, what do you think about the pants hanging low?
Well, I don't like it, you know, but when I was young, that's how we came up, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, personally, I don't like it. I try not to do it myself.
What would you tell your son when you see him doing it?
Well, I'm gonna use the arsenal. I'm gonna use the tactics in the arsenal, to be honest with you.
No, you man, know, I ain't talking about that. You hear me? Listen, I asked you, what would you tell your son when you see him sagging?
Right. Well, what I would do is I would talk to him about it, you know, and I would say something, you know, I would start a conversation first, and then bring it up.
Stick it out. Let me cut you off. Let me cut you off. You're wrong, because fuck him. You would tell that motherfucker what you think. And that's what the fuck's wrong with all you goddamn fathers that didn't have no man figure. It ain't no goddamn conversation with a kid. When that motherfucker is fucking up, you're supposed to check his ass, fuck his opinion. Because if you let him have an opinion or start a conversation, he gonna have something to say. Motherfucker, you ain't got nothing to say. Pull them goddamn pants up. Now, when the motherfucker grow up like that, see, that motherfucker grow up respecting authority. And he got a better chance of living in the street. Not on the street, but with the police and all this bullshit going on. A motherfucker that knows where authority is, he gonna goddamn respect when the police tell him some shit. He ain't gonna start talking about his goddamn rights. Knowing the police gonna shoot his motherfucking ass, and he talking about his fucking rights. My dad would beat my fucking ass if he heard me say goddamn shit like that. You ain't got no rights, boy. He would have told me that. The fucking police got all the rights. Why he was
celebrating?
Why? Because my dad want me to leave. He ain't trying to go with that bullshit. Mother, like everybody now, singing songs. You know, hymns and all that goddamn shit because of bullshit going on. The parent with that fucking asshole attitude, let me tell you something else. Do you guys know, back in the 60s, only white people did mass murders. Only white people committing, well, not only, but majority white people committed suicide. What's the change?
Yeah.
The change is because white people neglected their child. They had better jobs. They had more things to do. So they had babysitters. They had maids. They had all this shit. Black people had to deal with shit. Had to stay home. All this kind of shit. Nowadays, the educated psychologists back in the 60s start writing, you know, people should give their kids time out. Niggas say, I'm going to beat my motherfucking kid ass, he act up in the store. White people, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Let him have a time out. So what I'm saying is these psychologists writing these fucking books start making people read it and believe it. All white people already believed in timeouts. They was making that shit for niggas. Because niggas will beat their motherfucking kid ass wherever they fuck up at. And my point is now that motherfuckers is all doing this timeout bullshit, all these fucking kids is going wild like Peckerwood motherfucking kids to do. Man,
well, yeah, but I think both those strategies is wrong, though.
Do what?
I said I think both those strategies is wrong.
No, they're not. Why do
you
think
it's wrong? I say that because, one, you know, you beat your kid, you just pumping fear in them when you beat them, you know, and then you put them on timeout.
Stop right there, Joe. Let's talk about fear. Do you want your kid to have fear of authority or not?
No, I want my kid to be authority. I want my kid to recognize authority.
And then your kid
going to
get killed, motherfucker. He's going to get killed. Because he ain't no goddamn authority. All he's going to be doing is saying some goddamn rules that you see the fucking president fucking over every day. How is it going to help your son? How is it going to help your son? Because he talking about what he know. He got this authority. This motherfucker need to shut his goddamn mouth so I don't have to pay for his funeral.
You're right. But, you know, I got to raise thinkers. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not raising
them. Listen to me. My motherfucking daddy My motherfucking daddy used to do exactly what I'm saying, and the reason he did it was because you had to think to follow instructions. Doing it makes you think. Doing that shit, seeing the fucking police put the red light on you, and you say, "Well, man, I want to eat fucking speed and shit." You know, then when he pull up, "What you pull me over for?" All that shit. Man, my daddy would have shot me for that. Because you asked him for trouble because you ain't shit. Period. I don't care if you bleed the next motherfucker bleed. You ain't shit, but that don't mean your mentality has to be that. That means you better know that because Pecker Woods rule the fucking world. That don't mean you ain't got to be a thinker because my daddy, shit, if he asked me any goddamn thing and I ever said I don't know, automatic whooping. Automatic. I'm scared to death, but what am I scared of, my daddy or not to think? Come on, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely hear what you're saying. I understand a part of your dad making you think and how that really works. But I still, initially, I wouldn't smash on my son like that.
No, you
At
don't
least
smash.
That's not my goal.
You don't smash initially. You don't smash initially. Initially, you start out when he fucking 4 or 3, 4 years old. And you telling
right,
him what to
right.
do. And you making him understand, boy, I'm not telling you shit twice. You putting authority down. You don't put authority down when he's 14. You put that
now
shit
that
down
I
as,
agree.
He, grow,
I agree with
as
that.
He growing up. So when you tell him, look, nigga, I'm going to let you go to this party, but you better have your ass in at 4 o'clock. That nigga coming home at 12. What is that doing? Teaching him obey orders or you're going to get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, man. If motherfuckers don't have to obey orders at home, how they going to do it in the street?
Hey, no, that's true. And the part that we left out before is what you just said right now about putting it down when they're 4 years old. So you don't even have to get to that point, you know, when they're 14, talking about, you know, having a mash on them like that.
Yeah, but check it out, man. We talking about having sons. We ain't talking about being part-time fathers. I'm talking
Say
about
that
from
again.
Day one. From day one, you're going to be at your son. When the nigga can't even understand words, you're going to be telling, man, quit crying. Motherfucker needs some milk, he can't ask for it. Motherfucker crying. Stop that crying shit, nigga.
And he's going to understand, too. Eventually, he's
going
to understand.
Hey, what I'm saying is when you say it, that voice, he's going to stop. Hell, what's that going on? He's going to stop.
Yep.
Then he's going to check it out. But all I'm saying is you showing this motherfucker are actually implementing authority in his life so he can have some structure. If he don't get this, he's not going to have structure. We got other motherfuckers. 412, I'm putting you on. 9 months on this guy. Good shot, Charles. Both of y'all.
Yeah,
Charles.
Hey, bud. I could tell, you know, I don't think Joe Cinco has any kids, man, because I got a 13 and an 8-year-old, and I got to force them to think.
Hold on. Joe Cinco, you have any kids?
Yeah, I got two girls, 8 and 12, or 8 and 11.
Stop right there. Stop. So, Charles, what the fuck does that do with your friend?
Well, what it does is because I got two boys, so I
stop. You fucking doing what I'm talking about. You dividing shit.
Right.
No, man. What I see is Joe has this progressive thinking motherfucker, 21st century, and he has old school. And I see you straight out old school. Now, that ain't no big deal. It's just both of you motherfuckers need to see where y'all at so you can see how to deal with your kids. Because individually, them motherfuckers is at risk. especially yours, Joe. You can't let them motherfuckers go out the door come out they right. Even if they are right. I mean, there's a platform for that shit. This certainly ain't in the when they're in the car driving down the street, you know, or when they did something they know wrong, and the goddamn police ask some kind of question, they want to, whatever, I ain't going to show you my ID. Well, motherfucker, if you don't, you're going to get all the shit that goes without showing the ID. Now, do you want all that, or do you want to show your ID? Man, my daddy would have slapped the shit out of me, man. Nigga, you a damn fool. You ain't got the sense you was born with. He would say shit like that to me. You ain't got more sense, boy. Because if you do and think stupid shit, your life can end. And that's all that's ever said in my house. You don't want
right.
to know fucking stupid shit talking about what your right is. Let that motherfucker take you to jail, rough you up, whatever, when you get out. Get a lawyer. Handle the shit. But don't handle it in the street because you can't win.
You're
no
right, and I agree with that part right there. But I think what y'all both is missing, because I didn't say it, is that I want them to respect authority and do and not talk about that right shit, because you're exactly right. That's exactly what's gonna happen to them if they try to stand up to the police. That ain't gonna work, you know.
Hey,
but
hey,
let me ask you something.
What kid? You know, does what you want them to do.
Mine.
That's a good answer. If your fucking kids do, then you keep smashing like you're doing, bro. And if,
all I'm saying,
keep your eyes open to what the fuck I was just talking about. And as long as they are, whatever you do your shit, it's cool.
I soaked it all up, you know what I'm saying, and listened to everything you had to say, and I agree with most of it except the aggressive part. And but you do gotta smash early on. But see, I implemented them to be thinking, and I let them know, like, look, man, your mama whoop you. I'm bigger than your mama, right?
973 and 347. I got you guys. Don't get off, man. I had four motherfuckers get off while we talk. I can't help it. This is a good conversation. Go ahead, Joe.
Right, so what I'm saying is I let them know, like, look, I'm bigger than your mama, you know, and you can do whatever you want as long as it's not too far. And their response was, how do we know when it's too far? Oh, well, I'm going to tell you. And like you said earlier, don't let me tell you twice, but I'm going to talk to you and let you know, like, that's not cool, and we got it. So I operate as more of a team, but I'm still dad, though.
I ain't got nothing to say bad about that, man. Actually, I agree. I'm going to leave all y'all on Joe. 973, I got you. 347, I got you. But I want to hear from 973. Go ahead, 973.
Hey. All right, bud. This is Harold. Hey, are you talk? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, man.
I got you, man.
Talk, man. All right. You talking my talk, man. My son, man, just to share this with you, he's a 21-year-old brother. And he's artistic. He decides he wants to walk around with a damn shirt on his head at 21, all over the city, all over wherever he go to work. I told him, you know, I thought it was just a fad. I said, okay, well, I'm gonna give him a and see if he's gonna just grow out of it for a little while. But he kept doing it, talking about his right to do it. Listen, I told that little boy, I said, listen, if you don't take that shirt off your fucking head, I'm gonna fuck you up. And he wants, well, why you want to fight? I said, don't take it off. Let's see what happens. I tell you.
Hey, Harold, you told him in no uncertain terms, I'm going to fuck you up.
I've been putting up with it long enough.
What I'm saying is this, you guys got to understand this. You can't be soft on no boys. You really can't be soft on girls, but you don't supposed to be crass or some kind of way too hard. You know, there is a fine line you don't want to cross, but your kid cannot discuss with you that you want them to do. They don't have any fucking opinion about what you've decided. And when you understand that, all you're doing is making your kids respect authority. Because if she got a P and she in school and she raised her hand, and the teacher say, "What? Can I help you?" And she say, "Can I go pee?" And the teacher say, "No." What is that motherfucking kid going to do? Sit there. Because she recognized the teacher's authority. What I'm saying is, we got to take this shit home. We got to take it home, fellas. We ain't, you know, in the situation like when I was growing up. They don't get charged for that shit. Just because I told a gay to police the finger or whatever. You know, I don't get killed. But today, you get killed, they think it's a gun. They think it's some kind of terrorist threat. They think all this bullshit. And what? Oh, no, he didn't have a gun. He's not a terrorist. And the police say, "Well, hell, I feared for my life." Your fucking ass dead. Man,
it be like that, though.
Huh?
It been like that. Even in the 90s, it was like that before social media and the video.
Even in the 30s, even in the 20s. But it was so different then. You might hear it every so often, but not every week. It didn't. And
well,
whoever did
it. Well, that's because it wasn't enough channels.
Do what?
It wasn't enough channels for communication to hear about it like that. All you had was the
okay.
News.
Hold up, God, Joe Seco. Hey, let me hear 347. What's going on with you, 347?
Rosebud, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you believe in defending yourself from the police?
No.
Nope. Hell no.
I'm not gonna motherfucking just sit there and get beat up. But I'm saying I ain't hardly trying to defend myself because what I'm saying, how
are
you going to defend yourself? What is your defense? How can you have a defense? Oh, he aggressively came at me. Oh, I thought he was going to shoot me. Oh, he hit me with the stick. The police can say he was acting, he had his eyes was bugged and I couldn't control him. That's what you got to say. You fuck. You in jail, you got a case, and you fucked. Because all he got to say is that he thought this. And then, I ain't going to say the motherfucker didn't think it. He might have was scared because he seen your eyes bug. But that's why you got to be to get that goddamn police badge, you bastard. You know how to decide not to escalate shit, not to do the maximum. Take the safest approach, not the end approach. The police take the end approach. They don't try to de-escalate or nothing like that. Sure, they might get killed. And they don't want to. But at least the motherfuckers better understand if you become a police, you can't be scared.
What I see over here dealing with the police a lot, because I deal with them every day, is you got a lot of these beta male kind of dudes getting badges and coming out of the academy now. And Joe Cinco, these police officers are afraid of black men.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of black men. So when they approach you, you know, they are naturally already trying to escalate and, you know, and be aggressive because they want to make it home. And I see it time and time again.
And you got to understand this. When them motherfuckers walk up to your car after they done pulled you over, in a perfect world, they would see your hand on 10 and 2 as far as the steering wheel, and that you would be just compliant. But it's not a perfect world, and too many police that got killed thinking it's perfect. That's why they all are assholes. Fuck you. And you got to understand that. You can't say, let me see your ID, and you reach for your wallet. Man, You want to get shot. The motherfucker say, let me see your ID. Officer, it's in my pocket. Can I reach for it? That motherfucker got to tell you, yeah. And then you reach for it and give it to him. I don't give a fuck. I got to do that goddamn shit so this punk motherfucker won't shoot me. Because when he shoots me, all he going to say is, I just saved my life. Even
That's
if
it.
He fucking lying. That's just how fucked up it is.
Hey,
what's up?
Oh, Rose, what's going on, Rosebud, man? I'm loving this shit, man. But you're right, man. You're right about all this shit you're saying, especially with the cops, because one thing about cops, people got to understand, by law, they have a level of force greater over civilians. So you never can win against them. Ever, ever, ever. I don't give a damn about your rights and all.
Never.
That. You cannot, you cannot go against cops. And when it comes down to disciplining the kids, you know, I'm listening to you, and I always hear what you don't say. And I love when you talk about how your daddy handled you. And see, nowadays what men don't understand is, and Rosebud, if I'm wrong, correct me, when you went to daddy back in your days and you done something wrong, daddy didn't say nothing to you. Daddy took off that belt. If he didn't, he was going to slap your ass, and then he told you, you know better, don't you? You know
yep.
better, don't you? And you looking crazy. The mama would tell you, didn't I tell you? And that's what they got these new kids, that's what they're responding to, the didn't I tell you syndrome. And
right.
all kids doing is having a word to say. And like Rosebud said, you ain't got shit to say because when I went to my daddy, man, I got the shit knocked out of me then through a wall. And yeah, it's fear.
Hey, Drugo, and that motherfucker said.
What's up?
Call the goddamn police chief to come down here.
come to take you with him.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
Goddamn right.
Hey, bud, I'm gonna get these brothers a little nugget. Let me give you something, man. In reference to these police killing people, I asked a couple of people, all nationalities, white people, everybody. You know, I deal with a lot of different people. And you know what some white people told me, man? They said the reason why they kill people and get away with it, because if they would lock the police up after they kill you, nobody would be a fucking police because they wouldn't be able to defend them fucking self. So knowing that, you have to know that you got to be in compliance. And if you go through it and you see enough of it, you know that it's easier just to do the right shit and say, hey, talk to them nicely, this, you know, ask you for your license, say, can I get it? And boom, there you go. If they give you a warning, say thank. I gave a cop a warning. He gave me a warning one time. I said, thank you for the warning. He looked back because he couldn't believe I said it. Yeah, thank you for the warning. And I'm gone.
Have any of you guys seen 16 Shots?
No.
I'm watching that right now. No, 16 Shots or Shots Fired?
No, 16 Shots.
I haven't seen that.
That's about Laquan McDonald. The motherfucker was like, he was on PCP. And somebody called him because he was looking erratic, whatever, blah, blah, blah. A bunch of police cars came. And the last police car came, he skidded up, and he stopped, and he was like the closest to this motherfucker. Then he drew his weapon. And he was telling this dude to be still and stop, but the motherfucker was on PDP. But he was 15 feet away from this motherfucker. And all of a sudden, he just shot 16 times. No other police shot. What do you think happened to that police?
Oh, he got off.
No.
Hey,
he got six.
Plus, listen. They had the police video cam. And they didn't want to show the police video cam, but they was forced to. Now what do you think happened? The motherfucker got 81 shots. That's right.
Mm.
He
yeah,
got
that was
sent.
Chicago.
So what I'm saying is, it is what you're saying, you know, as far as the police won't nobody want to be police if they got there, can't kill people. And you don't want them motherfuckers to be police if they want to kill people. So what I'm saying is, we might have to get used to working with a smaller police force. Because if people, you know, with all this technology, I'm telling you, they're going to be spying on us, man. People ain't going to be as crazy as they are now. When you might need less police. And they're going to come with artificial intelligence, motherfuckers. Cyborgs.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, you got a prisoner. This motherfucker got a death sentence. They're going to say, look, I'll give you all the freedom in the world, but you got to go up on the moon and help build the space station. We got places for you to stay, bitches for you to fuck, all kind of food for you to eat. But if you try to escape, your ass going to be in space and you're going to just die. I don't think they ain't been to do that kind of shit. And their deal, if we get this shit built and you still here, you go free. I'm telling you, they're going to do shit like that, man. So what you and I am supposed to do is predict shit like that. Even though we don't motherfucking 100% believe the prediction, we have to see that kind of shit so we can make our kids look out for that kind of goddamn shit. Because if we don't, they won't. And they are kids. They're not going to see what's going to happen. That's why we got to make our fucking kids scared to death to do something that we said don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, as fucking bad as I was, my dad did not catch me doing shit. Because if he did, once I walked in the door after knowing he know, just pull your motherfucking pants off, nigga, turn around. You know, the nigga gonna whoop that ass. And once you start crying, the nigga gonna say, stop crying. And if you do any crying after that, you got an extra whooping. You know, and the nigga was shorter than us. And he would make us turn around. He would say, turn it around, boy. And then you turn it around and you try to get where he can't get you good. And the motherfucker would say, no, boy. Turn it around. He wants me to turn it all the way around. Then this little motherfucker get up on his tiptoes and come down with that strike. Yeah. Damn, baby. Yes, daddy. Yes, daddy. That motherfucker, and he go, oh boy, this hurt me way more than hurts you, but I'll beat you in every time. He tell you that, goddamn, daddy, goddamn, you must be a motherfucker if you can take this shit.
Hey, Professor.
Hey, you know what it did? Let me tell you, I got 12 brothers and sisters. I'm the least successful one of my brothers. I am the least. I got motherfuckers in the corporate world in Ford Motor Company, a PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I got motherfuckers that got the clearance higher than, I think it's E. They got a G clearance or some shit. Where this motherfucker can sell defense systems to countries. And the cold part about it is everyone he sells is top of the line, but it's our last one we use. We know all about it. I'm saying, them niggas got that shit from my daddy. Every one of them. Every one of us. Boy, you came in second. Oh, no, you getting your ass whooped. Why did you race? He would ask you, why did you race? Because I had the race. Didn't you know you couldn't beat that boy? But I still had the race. Boy, let me tell you something. You do have to race, but you got to improve to race. You can't keep racing at the same level because you're going to keep losing. Improve. What are you? He may explain shit. Daddy, I've been putting ankle weights, sands around my feet, and I've been running. Well, boy, that's something new. So that might work. Shit, That saved me from getting a whooping. My daddy was fucking crazy. Let me tell each and every one of you something. I love my daddy to fucking death. I wouldn't have never, ever, even with all the information I have now, chose a different kind of daddy. Because you wasn't fronting him off. You wouldn't know how deep his mind went, because anything you asked him, he had an answer, and he had scientifically way his answer made sense. Even when that motherfucker told us some shit that wasn't hardly true. and we would go find out it ain't true, but you better not tell that motherfucker it ain't true. Who you beat your fucking ass? What, you calling me a liar? No, Daddy, I'm just saying you made a mistake. I don't make no mistake, boy. Okay, Pop. 786, what's up, man?
Yo, what's happening, man?
Man, what's up?
Yo, hey, I was listening to one of my old shows, man. You said something. You like, yo, when you talk to your daughter, you said, you told your daughter, like, yo, if you ever got raped, you know, don't let that shit fuck you up, because, you know, our ancestors got raped and they got past it. Can you elaborate on that? Because I ain't even quite, I ain't hit the other half.
I remember exactly what you're talking about, bro. Listen to me. What I'm saying is, today, if you get raped, you got to have a lifetime bargain with some psychiatrist that's going to forever tell you that you're criminal and being raped. If you get raped, you might hate it. If you get raped, you can stand off and come on the side because it's so ridiculous. What I'm saying is, if any of that goddamn shit is true, there would not be any black people. Because all of them black women got raped, it would feel like shit. Rape.
Hey, can everybody mute their phone? If you're on the line, can you mute your phone?
That don't have nothing to do with it. But today, it has to do with everybody. And what I'm saying is, they make you think it has to do with this, that, and the other. You ain't this, you think that. So that they can get paid. They're all therapists. And they all want you to have a lingering problem so they can get paid. Any doctor, any therapist, they're not going to give you something to cure you. They're going to give you something to mask the symptoms so that when they come back, you can come back to them. That's just the way it goes. If the food black people ate was so fucked up, how the fuck was we such motherfuckers until we started trying to eat like them peckerwoods? Now you got a goddamn peckerwood damn that could run fast as you. You got a peckerwood that damn that could jump high as you, because that goddamn shit we was eating was part of the reason why our race with motherfuckers in science and research showed them goddamn peckerwoods, because they used to say, what is soul? Because that's what we used to say, motherfucker. They used to say, how you run so fast? We got soul. How you dare so good? We got soul. Well, what is soul? They started trying to identify it. They broke it down to the way we think. And they broke it down to music. Black people move automatically on the second and the fourth beat. Any fucking thing we, any dance we do can be on time as long as you doing your shit on the second and the fourth beat. White people, they moved on the first and the third beat. That's why when you looked at American Bandstand back in the day versus Soul Train, it was two different dances for the same fucking music. But people like black shit. So they wanted to know, what the fuck is soul? It was our diet. And then they fucking narrowed it down to music. And when they did that, that's when they start really taking over. Because niggas is, you know, spiritual and musical and all that goddamn shit. What I'm saying, them motherfuckers identified soul is on the fucking second and the fourth beat, any musician could emphasize the second and the fourth beat. White, black, Mexican, any musician. But it's about the rhythm they have. White people go emphasize the first and the third beat. So these musicians, white musicians, start emphasizing on the second and the fourth beat. And what did that bring? Blue-Eyed Soul. When that shit came, the Righteous Brothers, you know, a bunch of motherfuckers, white, you know, they got soul, Blue-Eyed Soul. The motherfuckers ain't had no soul. They were singing on the second and the fourth beat. If any one of them motherfuckers sung a song standing next to Smokey Robinson, like that fucking George Michael had the nerve to do, he stopped singing because Smokey, with no music, was singing. His voice was just, whereas this other motherfucker just got some music behind him, emphasizing the second and the fourth beat, and it sounds like he doing what Smokey doing. But if ain't nobody singing with his goddamn ass, he do sound like he doing what Smokey doing. So my point to you, all this shit I'm talking is so you can be you, so you can understand the value of you, so you can understand how many things you got to deal with when you walk out your door. But listen to me, it is not no big deal. I deal with it every fucking day and don't even think about it. It's simple. You just have to make the decision of what the fuck you believe. And if you believe what we be kicking on this show, then all you got, excuse me, then all you got to do is man up. Do what we talking about. Be a responsible dad. Stop letting your kids have something to say. Now, you don't have to do it the way I'm saying do it. You can say, listen, man, you my son, and I do know I want you to think. But you better understand who I am. Once I say no and this is it, you better understand that, man. I mean, you're going to have problems. Now, this motherfucker I'm telling this is 2 years old. But I'm telling you shit until I was 14. Same shit, man. You know, once I tell you what's up, then don't come telling me what you think. Because now you challenge me and I'm going to break you off. You know, I might go that far when you ate. You know what break you off means? No. Then I'm going to grab his fucking ass and do some shit.
Let me show you.
Let this motherfucker know. Look, don't fuck with me, man. Just like you don't fuck with the police. That's like I start listening to. And when you get in the motherfucking service, nigga, don't fuck with the sergeant. Man, I go, so like my daughter, she 23. Listen to me, fellas. She 23. I'm proud of this. No, they had no babies. Ain't on no goddamn drugs. She drink. She smoke weed. But, you know, she don't smoke cigarettes. I mean, I think I did a good job as far as I had her since she was 6 months old. And let me tell you, welfare wanted to give me some that card or whatever you call it. And I took that card, and they gave me whatever amount of money. And I was on welfare for 3 months. And then they sent me a letter talking about to come in. So, God damn it, I go in. And the motherfuckers, you know, had me filling out some little shit. And they asked me, on this shit, did anybody give you any money? So I asked the lady, why the fuck would you ask me that? And she said, well, if let's say someone owes you $20, we have to subtract it from what we give you. I said, what? That bitch said that again. not through that application that a bitch will keep that fucking shit. Just leave me on the level. I don't need your goddamn money. I wish I was. They want you to live on whatever it is they give you. If they give you $500, you can't get $600. They only want to give you $400 at that point. That's so fucking ridiculous. I'm not living with that shit. And I got my daughter and I told her, your daddy and your ass ain't going to be on no motherfucking welfare. Because we ain't got to. No man has to do that. Motherfucker got to suck it up and go get a job. Like I did. I worked for 15 years. I'm 66 years old. And I worked for a total of 15 years of my life. So you know I ain't got no goddamn retirement. I got to stay down. I got to stay busy. But my daughter, she grew up like she had a father that had a 40-year job. Ain't nothing you need that you ain't going to have. Ain't nothing you want that's reasonable that I ain't going to get. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting it. I don't need nothing. I spent my last dime with my daughter. Why? Because I'm a dad. I believe in that shit. I'm a real dad, fellas. Now, this show wasn't necessarily, as it was, but it wasn't supposed to be about being a dad. But after talking, and it got so deep, I couldn't help it. And I got all you guys on. If you have something to say, go ahead. Right now, call 313.
Oh, hey,
bud. 313. Come on.
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Hey, dope show, man. Dope show. I just wanted to say, man, I noticed that trailer you dropped on YouTube, man, that Dropping the Dime trailer you dropped, I think, yesterday,
bomb
man.
Shit, ain't
that,
it?
Huh?
It's bomb shit, ain't it?
Man, that shit dope, man. Is that an indication that it's coming?
Hey, before it'll be available to all you guys, you know, all venues, although it's not going to be released in theaters. But you know, by all that bullshit, you can get it. You can rent it, you can buy it. It's up to you. But it is coming. It's here. So look, you guys, I got to go pick up my motherfucking partner from the airport. So I got to stop this show, even though we weren't actually talking about what I initially wanted to talk about. But that's why I like live shows. Because a live show where you guys are, you know, pressing one and having shit to say, it makes a much better show. It makes it more vibrant. It makes me want to really say some shit, you know, take whatever point I'm talking about to the higher level. I love that shit, man. So, look, I'm going to go get my partner. And any of you partners that's actually in Vegas, I'm telling you, hit my email, whatever the fuck you want to talk about. I got some shit going on. I'm going to be doing interviews and shit, and I'll interview your motherfucking ass if, you know, give me your little credentials and shit. You ain't got to be rich. You ain't got to be no pimp, but you got to have something going on that you want to talk about. Hey, with that, I'm gone, you guys. Be cool.